Kevin Carroll, owner of Lions Classic Pinball in downtown Lyons, is the type of guy you could chat with for hours. His knowledge of the game of pinball borders on genius, a veritable compendium of the game. Although he knew the most intimate details of all 31 games in his arcade, I wanted to get to the heart of the passion for a game which, to me, seems like a ball, some flashing lights, and two flippers. Why was there scores of people crowding around pinball machines, watching players twisted into amazing postures, tongues out or head tilted, eyes focused on the silver ball?
I think that pinball is an interesting entertainment because it's social or it's not social. You can come alone and play a game by yourself and be totally entertained. You can have one in your basement and play by yourself and be totally entertained. Or your friends can come over and you can play a four-player game. And you socially interact as each player. You're watching each other. You're cheering each other on. And then in the sense of tournaments and leagues, it becomes even more of a thing. Now we go over to each other's houses and play and have camping trips with pinball machines. And I mean, it's gotten crazy. But it's just a community of people that they're all different backgrounds, all different types of people, all different jobs, all different political backgrounds, everything. But they have one thing in common, and that's that they like pinball.
What amazed me was how much of a family the group seemed. Although there were 50 or so people there, everyone was on a first-name basis. I was introduced to Dave, a, quote, older player, and I asked him how he got into pinball playing.
My parents' usual routine in the evening was my dad would come home from Rocky Flats, get a drink, have dinner, get another drink, and watch Walter Cronkite and fall asleep. But then I saw an ad in the newspaper kind of out of the blue at a garage sale for two games for sale, a jungle and another game. I took the family Plymouth Fury, which seats 12, and drove down there and put this pinball machine in the trunk of the car. Brought the game home, started setting it up. My mom knew it was coming, and my dad didn't. I was still in college, you know, living at home. So I started setting the thing up, and he turns around the chair and goes, "What the hell is this? You know, it's a pinball game. It'll be cool. We can play pinball." Like that. And then not long after that, the routine changed to come from Rocky Flats, get to work, play some pinball, have dinner, play some more pinball, you know.
Finding Kevin's wife Carol in a rare moment of free time and quiet amid the bustle of the arcade, I asked her why she loved the game.
Escapism. You know, there's a lot of bad things going on in the world, and it's just sometimes you have a bad day at work, and it's just nice to be able to escape into the game and just forget about things for a while. So I think that's what it's like. And it is definitely very, I don't know if addicting is the right word, but you just kind of really challenge yourself that, okay, you got to this level, and you're like, oh, I know I can do better. So I think that's kind of what the appeal is.
But surely today's video games are far superior to a mechanical game, which for all purposes is well past its prime. What could a pinball game have on Super Mario Bros. Galaxy or any other current video game?
There is some limitation, but since, you know, as you say with computers, I'm a programmer, so yeah, I know there's, you know, tons of, you're only limited by your imagination with graphics and stuff, but with these games, the physicalness provides some randomness that you can't program. You know, the best computer pinball games are still limited that way, and the fact that, you know, you don't get the live feel for the most part.
I was told to go actually watch a game of pinball, and that's what I did. And finding one, I began to see how every nuance of the wrist, the shake of the pelvis, had a direct effect on the game.
All right, so Attack from Mars, 95, one of the great Bally Williams golden era of pinball.
As I watched Attack from Mars, the flipper started to make contact, and the score began to rise. The player watched as two balls appeared, shooting in all directions of the machine, bouncing off bumpers and flippers, with lights and bells at every strike. Consistent with the alien theme, two small four-handed alien creatures began to shake violently in the center of the game. The invasion had begun.
Get your hands off me! All four of them! Look out! Martians!
And with that, there were four balls, all simultaneously bouncing here and there as the player's eyes followed each one, aiming each for a certain destination. He was choosing his strategy for beating the level and ruling the universe.
Yeah, I have one of these at home. I don't like to go to bed till I rule the universe at least once.
After seeing all the bells and lights and flippers and gameplay of a pinball machine, I returned to the front of the arcade and asked Kevin what listeners could take away from the story.
There's just nothing like beating a ball around on wood because it's real. It's three-dimensional. It's not simulated. It's there. And that's the difference.
him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, he goes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays clean. Played by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a simple wrist. How do you think he does it?
I don't know.
What makes him so good? Ain't got no distractions, you can't hear no buzzing bells. Don't see no lights flashing, played by sense of smell. Always gets the replay, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the bally table king, but I just handed my pinball crown to him. Disciples lead him in, and he just does the rest. He's got crazy flipper fingers, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pin.